Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
First this morning, though, let's talk about health care. And Kimberly Leonard is a senior health care writer at the Washington Examiner and, interestingly enough, a graduate of the University of Richmond. I'm glad to welcome her to our program this morning. Hi, Kimberly.
Thank you.
Glad to have you here. So can I start with the pressing issue about coronavirus? If you're a healthcare writer, what's your take on the president's press conference last night and the positioning of the federal government to deal with this? Are we about to have a crisis, or you think things are under control at the moment?
Well, things are under control at the moment. However, you do have a top official at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention saying that this could become severely disruptive, that probably people will be getting it. We're seeing it spread to so many other countries, and that's why we have officials raising the alarm about that. However, President Trump really had more of a calm approach, and he urged, you know, people to be cautious, to wash their hands, to do what they would do essentially to protect against the flu. So even though we have it under control now, we have 15 cases, it doesn't mean that we're not going to see a lot more.
You know, we're at a huge convention here today, and I was waiting in line yesterday afternoon, and I noticed some of the reporters are from California. I mean, one in particular who seemed to be coughing like a madman was from Seattle, Washington. Could just be that they've got a cold or the flu, but and I'm not one of these people who's freaking out, but I had to think, you know, you go back to Legionnaires' disease. That's how that spread, right, at a convention where people from all across the country were mixing and mingling in one big room. Should folks who attend something like CPAC be worried about it?
Well, people who are in areas where a lot of other people are should generally be worried. I mean, this, you know, this is the flu and cold season. So that's why it can be really hard to tell, you know, what exactly people might be infected with. And the flu is deadly. It kills a lot of people every year. So people should be getting their flu shots. It's still not too late. And they should be doing, you know, the general hygiene tools that they use, you know, if they're protecting against the flu. Wash your hands. Make sure you're doing it for a while. Be careful, you know, when you're around a lot of people. If you're coughing, cover your mouth. Just those kinds of things are that you would watch out for with any other illness should be watching out for with this one.
Yeah, I think I'm going to do the fist bump with most people. If I get a chance to shake hands with the vice president or the president, maybe I'll shake hands with them. But everybody else, I think I'll just kind of do the fist bump to avoid cross-contamination here. You know, we wanted to talk a little bit about Obamacare and the remnants of that and where we go from here to try to tweak things. A lot of Americans have gotten used to Obamacare supplements and the protections that Obamacare did provide. And then a lot of Americans like me who are working to pay for my own health care, it feels to me that I'm also paying for a lot of other people. What are Republicans doing to try to fix this, or have they just thrown up their hands and given up?
Well, see, that's the big question. The problem is that right now there is a case before that the Supreme Court is considering that would, you know, wipe out all of Obamacare, you know, formerly known as the Affordable Care Act. We don't have a backup plan from the administration. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar did back-to-back hearings all day yesterday, and Democrats repeatedly asked him about what the backup plan would be. He didn't have an answer for them. Politically, it doesn't really make sense for the administration to put a plan out there so that Democrats have something to attack. The president would much rather rather go after Medicare for all, and that's kind of been his strategy. But should the Supreme Court take this up, and should they take it up before the election, there's going to be a lot more pressure on Republicans to come up with a backup plan.
And what happens if the court strikes down Obamacare in total? What changes would we see, working people see, and folks who are, you know, now dependent on some sort of assistance?
Yeah, I mean, the Affordable Care Act did a lot of different things. It allowed people to enroll in Medicaid, which is a government program, if they're low income. It allowed people who were getting private insurance to get subsidies to pay for that insurance. So that makes up about 20 million people, and those people would become uninsured unless there was some sort of a backup plan. There are also things in Obamacare that a lot of people don't know about. When you go into a restaurant and you see calories on menus, that was something that was in the Affordable Care Act. There are also different tools in there that encourage doctors to sort of work within hospitals to make sure that they're producing better outcomes in patients. So it would really have reverberating effects across the healthcare system. There are even, you know, drug pricing provisions in there, too.
How much of this do you think is politically motivated timing-wise to cause turmoil or minimally anxiety in advance of the November elections?
Well, the Trump administration has specifically asked the Supreme Court not to take up this case ahead of the 2020 election.
Okay, that's probably smart.
It actually is not even done being litigated in the lower courts, so they'd like to see that play out. Democrats and Democratic attorneys generals and defenders of Obamacare, they want to see this front and center. They would rather, and I'll tell you, congressional Democrats in leadership would rather see Democrats on the campaign trail really fighting to protect Obamacare instead of, you know, pushing for Medicare for all. They think that's much more popular. There was a Kaiser Family Foundation poll recently that showed the favorability of Obamacare is at 55%. That's the highest it's ever been since they've done this tracking poll in the last decade. And so they really want their politicians to stress its protections for pre-existing conditions, that people will otherwise become uninsured. That's where they think the biggest political win is.
Interesting to observe as everything focuses in on this big election in November. Kimberly Leonard is the senior healthcare writer at the Washington Examiner, and I appreciate the chance to talk to you, Kimberly. Thank you.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.